Blog Talk Radio.
That's what.
God bless you on this Thursday morning. I know many of you to go ahead and give God a praise right now for what he's done and what he's already getting ready to do for you this life. You might as well just go ahead and take a few minutes on this Thursday morning. I know some of you probably on your way to work, some of you probably getting kids ready for school. It doesn't matter. I think you just take out the 30 seconds or whatever it is and just give him thanks, because if it has not been for the Lord on our side, many of us will be able to confess and be able to say, you know what, I will know where I will be. So some of us will know where we'll be, amen. But we thank God for what he's doing, and we thank God how he done brought us. And that's why we give God a praise. Where you at, my God? I guess that's the brother and sister doorway. I know you got something to praise God with over there in Norway. Yes, and that's the water. 19 of you got something to praise God as well. I know my brother and sister in South Africa. I know y'all know how to have some church over there. Yeah, you go ahead and give God the praise, because when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, what he's done brought us, what should have took us out, but it ain't going to take us out, we could just give God a shout of praise. We could give God a thank you. We could get up in the morning and say, you know what? My God, I thought that last time this year that what I was doing was going to take me out, but this year, by this time now, I'm giving you praise. I cannot wait to what my God Almighty, before it is out. I just want to give you the praise. And praise my God. Just want to give God a shout of praise. Just take a few minutes and just think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you and your family and your home and the way he's taking you and the way he's breaking you. I'm telling you right now, that's enough to just jump and enjoy all by yourself. That's enough. And say, God, I thank you. God, I bless you. God, I honor you. I thank you, God, for covering us, for keeping us. My God, and we can just give you a praise, and we can just thank God for you. And I'm telling you right now, your time and your season is coming right now. Your season is going to be here right now. So therefore, go ahead and give God a praise, because for the sake of God, those that is walking in faith, for those that is moving, those that are trying to pick up today, but keep pushing. Guess what? I'm gonna tell you, your season gift is right here. God can want to give you just because he's ready to bless you. So therefore, you can go ahead and just give God a praise and magnify him. Now, Satan, got my soul just feel happy thinking about what God done and where he done brought us from and where he's taking us. And I'm telling you right now, he ain't just finished with us yet. He said he's delivering. Why? Because he got a place, another place for ready for. He said he's delivering you because he got another place where you want to wear, where you want to reign at. But God Almighty, you are not going to look like nothing that you come from. You ain't going to look like everything that you were born into, because God's hand is upon your life. And I'm telling you right now, I just thank God for what he is doing, and we bless the living God. And every now and then, we just got to go here and give God a praise. We got to go here and just say, God, I thank you. We got to go here and show me that I refuse to put my head down. I refuse to shed. I got the lesson. I can just get up and give God a praise, because I don't have to worry about going through that again, because I got the lesson. And I just magnify his holy name. This is thanks to God. I thank God for each and every one of you just making us, my God, your church family, making us your church pastors and leaders, amen, all over the world on social media. We thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. We thank God. We love you, Germany. We thank God for you, Norway. coming in strong. My God Almighty, so many of you just want to thank God for you all, trusting, my God, the God within us. And I just want to send a shout out to my first lady, my wife, my God, Leticia Spencer. Amen. I thank God for her. And I thank God for all the ADM family and all the ones that connected to ADM family that we have not met yet. But we know that you are out there. You're connected with us. And we thank God for you. So therefore, that's our brothers and sisters in California, Nevada. We thank God for doing that. The Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware. We thank God for you, South Carolina, Virginia, Florida, Texas, Alabama. We thank God for you, our brothers and sisters in Ohio, Connecticut. We ain't gonna forget about you. And no, Canada. I'm definitely not gonna forget about you. And we thank God for you all. And we want to continue to spread the message. My God, these legends and revelations that you are getting, we want you to begin to spread it all over the world and tell somebody where you got it from. Amen. That way we can take the message of God all over the world and continue to press and continue to do God's will and continue to do God's work, because ain't nobody mad but the devil. And guess what? Last time I checked, it's okay for him to be mad. He got a whole eternity to be mad. So don't worry about him if he's mad, my God. But one thing I know, that God done shift you. He's ready to shift you because he want to bless you. It's time for you to be blessed, but in the midst of your blessing, it's time for you to be shift. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing and what he is bringing us out into and what we begin to see, my God. And we understand now, we begin to understand that what we go through in the wilderness and the things that we don't push through, it's not here to take us out, but it's just here to make us. It's here to give us knowledge. It's here to give us wisdom. It's here to make us stronger. And I know that many of you that is listening all over the world, one thing you can say, that I am stronger and I am wiser, and I just cannot wait for what God have up his sleeve. I want to get shipped into that realm where my blessings are residual, where my blessing, I stay blessed every time, not a dull moment in my life, not a dry moment in our life. We just stay blessed all the time. Why? Because we are sons or daughters of the Most High. Have a right to be blessed. We have a right to stay blessed. And it ain't nothing that nobody can say about it, because my God told me that I am blessed going in, I am blessed going out, I am blessed in season, I am blessed out of season. Is there any blessed folks, my God, out there this morning? You might as well just make a noise. Woo-hoo. My God, in the name of Jesus, God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good to hear from you this morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Temple, this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come first. God, give you the honor to hear my life. I give you honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to your throne just thanking you, God. Thanking you for another blessed day, God. We realize, God, it's raining outside, that the sun is still shining. The sun is shining because, in the name of God, we just thank you this morning, God. We lift every ministry up this morning once again, constantly, God, that you could just keep them strong. Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. I mean, these last days, to cry out to us truth, God, that we can receive it, God, and hide it in our heart, God. Walk it and talk it and live it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. This morning, God, we thank you this morning for, as the kids go out to school, God, you constantly have your angels around them, chilling them and protecting them, God, until they get in the classroom. And when they come out, God, send your angels before them, God, to let them safely get home in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning. So we say hallelujah, regardless of what the circumstances, God. We thank you, God, because we see you moving, God. We see you making ways out of no ways, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, because you said if we just be still and let you fight the battle, everything will come out just right. So we thank you this morning, God. lift up every homeless person that it is today, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, God, continue to make a way out of no way for them, God. Continue to keep a shelter over their heads, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. What about family members this morning, God? We pray, God, that you constantly tug on them. Strengthen them, God. Save them and deliver them and set the captives free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for continuing to let us love one another as Christ has loved. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Give the all the glory to you because we can't do nothing without you. But we realize, God, we could do all things through Christ that strengthen us in the name of Jesus. So we ask you this morning, God, to have your divine way, God. Begin to touch the internet, God. Begin to touch the telephone, the laptop, God. And somebody be delivered today, God. And let somebody, be set free in you, God. Let them feel your love, God. Let them feel your peace for what it is to have divine peace in you, God. When we go through things, we can just rest in your peace and knowing assurance, God, that you're going to work every situation out in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Lift up the sick and shed in everywhere this morning, God. We pray, God, in the name of God. It'll go shake out. Yes, they are healed, God, because your word says we are healed by your stripes in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, as we go into the hospital of the yard center of God. As we have surgery in our God, we realize that you are our surgery, God. We realize, God, that you'll bring us out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. Up every male vessel that it is once again, constantly, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen him, God. Pray, God, that you fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. Save in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you make them victorious. Tikotoboshe, strong towers of men, God. Men that stand still, huddle, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Men that will bow down. Men will honor themselves before the Almighty, God. We thank you this morning, God, for even operating in them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for all things, God. We realize, God, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you, God. We realize, good old shake out, that we couldn't make the way, God, but you made the way out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you don't know, shake out. When our back is against the wall, we don't know what to be gobo shake out, but you bring us through yet and still, God. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're raising the holy women, God. Women that will obey your word, God. Women will bow down before you, God. We thank you for stretching us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for making us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for just bringing new changes in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up every elderly person that it is, God. We pray, God, that you constantly, God, let and minister angels all around them, God. Minister there to them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, that you're keeping them safe and sound in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you this morning. We can't help but to thank you for all things, God. If we realize, God, today, if we just constantly stand for you, no matter what it looks like, God, you will bring us out in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for your divine love. Love, God, because we realize, God, love, we go about shake out. Love is clean up here. Love is clean in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your blood of Jesus this morning. The blood of Jesus, God, to constantly just chill us and protect us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Lift up our children this morning, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. We pray, God, that you constantly keep them safe in the name of Jesus, God. Wherever they may be, God, whatever they may be in, God, we realize, God, that you'll shield and protect them and bring them out in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every gangbanger this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you save them, deliver them, and set them free, God. We speak peace this morning over them in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you change their heart and their mind of thinking this day. name of Jesus, God. We thank you even for the one that walks the street, God. Getting them things they don't need to be getting, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you snatch from the Yacobo Shaddai. Say deliverance set free in the name of Jesus. We realize, God, it's nothing too hard for you to do in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every ADM member this morning, God. Thank you for them this morning, God. Thank you for strengthening them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for making a change, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. We can't do nothing but thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the fire that's stirred up in our spirit, God. We thank you for the peace that we lay in, God. We thank you, God, for what you are doing in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, this morning, somebody really don't get sick and tired of being sick and tired and just begin to yield to the Holy Spirit. Just begin to say, Lord, I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I don't try everything. And everything he go, boy, I tried, God. It's not doing anything. But I can say to somebody today, if you're that sick and tired of being sick and tired, just give it to Jesus. Stretch your hands out this morning, and invite Jesus Christ in when he knock on your door. Open the door and let him come in, and he surely will come in. God, I thank you this morning. Oh, God, I thank you, God, because I can say, I used to be one of those weary ones, them tired ones. They go, oh, shit, God. Tried relationships didn't work, God. Tried alcohol, and they go, oh, shit, tried weed didn't even do it, because of the rock. But all the hate that was in me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the things I went through and was abused, they go, oh, shit. Oh, God, but I thank you this morning, God. I thank you this morning, God. I realize somebody out there was the same as I used to be, God. But now I can say, Lord, I thank you for your peace, that I can just stay in your peace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I can truly say, I can love you, God, my child, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I can say, Lord, I just thank you. What you jumped me out, God. I don't know, say, God, and where I am now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, because I can bow down to you, God. I can just sit in your presence, God, of oh, say, God. What a privilege just to sit in the Lord's presence. Lord, I thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, for the most part, the same that you did for me, God. Do someone else like that in the name of Jesus, God. But you got to be willing. You got to be willing to give it up. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got to be willing to go high. Oh, God, to just sit back and listen to the Lord. Sit back and look at the trees, the birds, and realize those are God's nature. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for putting food on somebody's table this morning, God. What a hug. And he have left them, and they have babies, God. We thank you this morning, he God, that you're making a way for them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the prostitute that walks the street back and forth, God. Don't let us look down on them, he God. Let us minister them also, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Because we realize, God, the same that you did for us, you can do it for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for doing great things. God, we see your miracles and your wonders working each and every day, God. We see you healing each and every day, God. We see you making a way out of no way for people every day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. These things we ask you this morning. Oh, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God, we say today again, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, God, but let your will be done. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. For the sake,
thank you, Jesus.
We just thank you for the sake, because we understand now that the sake is not coming into our life to break us, to hurt us, but it came into our life to make us.
Oh, yes.
God, we can truly see.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, God.
Come along.
Yes.
He's right
intervals. Uzi and
I know that many of you right now can really testify that if it had not been for the sickness that came into your life, you wouldn't know where you would be. So therefore, we thank God for the sickness that came into our life, that came into our home. That's why husbands and wife are stronger now. That's why you and your spouse are stronger now. That's why many of you, my God, you understand the value of money. You understand the value of what God done placed into your life. And therefore, guess what? You are positioned for skies to be the limit. What is the limit of the skies? The skies do not have no limit. So therefore, where you want to take your life could go. Your life could go right now. It's no stopping point. It is infinity. And I'm telling you right now, God, we thank you for the sickness that came into our life. Because if the sickness never came in, we won't never see what we need to work on. We won't never see what we still heard about. We won't never see what you need to take away from us. We won't never see what we need to be delivered from. Our minds will not be positioned into the place where it's positioned at right now. So therefore, God, we just thank you for the
sickness
that came into our life. And I know that many of you all over the world, you can testify, God, I thank you. I thank you. Because if it wasn't for the sickness, I won't ever know who loved who truly loved me with a real love. If it wasn't for the sickness, I wouldn't realize who didn't. I wouldn't realize that it was individuals around me that it wasn't true, wasn't authentic, that I need to get out of my circle. Amen. If it wasn't for the sin, I wouldn't find out what was wrong with me or wrong with my body. God, for the sick and in all things we give thanks unto the Lord. Therefore, God, we give you the thanks for today. We're going to give you the thanks for tomorrow. We're giving you the thanks for what's going to happen in the next couple of hours. We're going to give you the thanks because if it has not been for the sake, if it has not been for you in our life, if it has not been for you taking your hand and stretching us out of the fire, if it has not been for you to making a way and escaping us from the enemy trap, my God of mine, we can only thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what
Yes,
in our life, in our home, in our family. Guess
what?
Lord,
our Jesus.
Daughters, they are not going to be going around a generation cycle. They will not be, my God, they will not be under the influence of generation curse. Because of the shaking of faith into our life, generation cycles are broken. Generation curses are severed. In the name of Jesus, we say
yes.
Lord, and we give you a thank you this morning. Somebody just need to take the time out just for a few seconds and just say thank you, Lord, and give him a praise and give him a worship, because if it have not been for the shaking, if it have not been for the making, if it have not been for the breaking, you won't be positioned where you at right now to get ready to receive abundance blessings that's going to get ready to come into your life. Is there anybody ready for the abundance blessing of the overflow to come into your life? You might as well get ready, because God said, I owe it to you. You came through, you pressed through, you walked through. Some of you had to crawl through, some of you had to limp through. So therefore, God said, I'm going to give you a promise of a lesson when you don't have room enough to receive. Other words, I'm going to bless you so much that your life is so busy, you are not going to have room enough to receive what I'm going to get ready to do for you. Your prayers have not been in vain. Your worship have not been in vain. Behind the scenes with your shedding tears have not been in vain, because God said, I've been walking through you, with you, through this process, and therefore my children, you get ready to receive the harvest that is due to you, my God of might.
Thank you, Lord.
Many want to walk. Many want to bless him. Many want to see my hand. Many want to see me move. Many be calling upon me. But it's only a few that is willing to go through and stand the test to show that God, to show me that they are ready for my hand to move upon them. And any of you that is listening all over the earth this morning, you don't show God that you can be trustworthy. You show God that you, the favor can be placed on your life and you will not abuse the favor. You don't show God that you will not allow anything to stop you from going forth in his kingdom, going forth in him, going forth in prayer, going forth in worship, going forth in ministering in the name of Jesus. So therefore,
yes, Lord,
you can get a double portion. You already did that first portion, but the way you came out and the way you came through it, now he said, I can give you a double portion. I don't know about you, but I can just tell God, thank you, God.
Thank
you, God. Even though it's been hard at times, we still say thank you. Even though we didn't like it at times, we still say thank you. Is there anybody got a thank you in their mouth?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. This morning, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God Almighty. I thank God for life. I thank God for health. We thank God for strength. We don't take for granted, God, that you give us life and that you give us strength. We don't take it for granted at all. We say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for what we have right now today.
Yes.
Somebody that got up this morning, they did not get up in their right mind. Even though we probably have got up with symptoms of a stroke, our body wasn't functioning right.
But we're
still in our right mind, God. Therefore,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
Say thank you for God. We thank you because we walk around
Lord.
With affliction.
Yes,
we walk
Lord.
Around with affirmity. We walk around with
Amen.
The that is in our body for years after years, time after time, when it should have took us out, when it should have took us out of here. But God,
thank you, because
you are never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread. We
Jesus.
Say thank you, God, because what is should have, it will not work. What the enemy thought he's going to have a celebration, it will not work. That's why I worship and
thank hallelujah.
You, God. This
thank
we
you,
say,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank
forgive
you.
Us, God, of our selfish ways. We despise small beginnings. We despise where our finances is at. We despise what we have in a bank account. But God, we turn it all that around because we
don't
take him. We went through the making. We just say thank you. We thank you, God, for whatever
thank
you
Lord. Beautiful God. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for whatever you want to pour out on us. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God,
Lord.
For whatever
yes,
you
Lord.
Bless us.
Jesus.
It doesn't matter how it is. My God, it can look small in quantity size in this world, but coming from you is something totally big.
Thank you.
And we can say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
If the word don't hold us, and we don't despise small beginnings, you get ready to make us ruler over much. So I got to say thank you
Lord.
To my bank account. I got to say
thank
you
Lord.
To my life.
Beautiful God. Thank
I got
you.
To say thank you to my health.
Yes,
thank you to my spouse. Thank you to my children. Because you've got something ready that you can pour out on our families.
Oh, God. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Oh,
God.
And
we say thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful
God. Thank you.
Just thank him because he is worthy to be praised.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
He
is yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
He is worthy.
Yes, you are worthy,
great.
Lord.
Praise my God. I just give God a thanks for what he is doing, and his mercy endure forever and ever.
Yes.
And I could just say thank you, God. And I know that many of you right now could just give God a thank you, because I'm telling you right now, it's only God that brought you through. It's only God that brought you out.
Yes,
only God that does deliver. The book of Psalms, Psalms 107:2, 107:2. It said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who is the redeemed? Well, we're going to find out who the redeemed is in just for a second. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Who is the redeemed? Who is the redeemed that got this right to say so? Who is the redeemed? The redeemed, my God Almighty, individuals that was bound. My God, in the Hebrew understanding, it says Israel from Egypt bondage. He says Israel from Egypt bondage. That's the redeemed. Individuals that he saved from death, financial death, health death, mind death, joy death, spiritual death. Amen. That is the redeemed. Individuals that, my God Almighty, individuals that need their paycheck or that needs a payment that needs to be back into their life. My God, that is the redeemed. Individuals that went through and did not give up, but at the end of this, they came down with certain type of wounds. They came down with certain type of affliction. There is the redeemed. Individuals that look at their self in a mirror and say, God, if you have not been with me through this trial, I will know where I will be or how I'm still stayed in my mind. That's the redeemed.
Yes,
individuals that still giving God a praise after they done went through devastation of being lied on and been talked about and been persecuted, and they still got a prayer inside of it to lift up their hand and say, God, I thank you. That's the redeemed. Individuals that they did not allow what their finances looked like to dictate their praise. Even though things looked tough, they still had a worship. They still had a praise. It's that's the redeemed. Individuals individuals just didn't feel like praying anymore. Just didn't feel like one of going into. Been there in the areas. You are the redeemed. And the Bible says, let the redeemed say so. Say so. What is the redeemed is going to say, my God Almighty? The redeemed is going to get ready to say, thank you, Lord. The redeemed going to give God a thank you. Is anybody ever been trying to be set up by their co-workers, my God Almighty, because the enemy want to use them to bring sabotage in their home pertaining to the finances. Well, that's the redeemed. So guess what this is? That's the individual that went through, that's the individual of the things of the past. When you come in to redeem, in other words, the Lord is restoring something back to you. He is redeeming you. My God Almighty. So you thought you had a praise going on in the past. Now God's going to redeem your praise. You're going to have a bigger one. And the Bible says that he redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. He redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. You need to tell yourself next time you go through, say, you know what, it's just a season, because it's a matter of time where God's going to redeem me from the hands of the enemy. And when I'm coming out with something. So this thought that I got, this thought that you have, the world can and the world is not going to be able to take it away. So therefore, you might as well say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. By God, you let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Next time you try to be set up, you go ahead and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God, I thank you. Next time you're acting funny and the doctor want to give you the diagnosis, you let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God, I thank you. Next time your money want to act funny, honey, you let the redeemed of the Lord in your life say so. Say God, I thank you. Because God said, I'm going to redeem you. I'm a my God Almighty from the hands of your enemy. So therefore, my God, listen, I could go and say all by myself. That's your protection. That's your protection. That's your keeper. You let the redeemed of the Lord say so in your life. You go ahead and give God a praise. You go ahead and give God a thank you. because God ain't bring none of us this far to leave you. If he didn't allow it to take you out by now, God said he ain't going to take you out. Because I don't pull you away from the hands of the enemy. So let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Therefore, I prophesy this morning into your bank account, into your finances, everything that is begin to be dead. My God Almighty, we speak to it now in the name of Jesus. We speak to
Lord.
Your peace. We speak to your joy. We speak to your happiness. We speak to the peace of your mind, the peace of your soul.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we speak peace in your atmosphere, in your home, in your dwelling places, in your children, in your spouse, in the name of Jesus, because God
Lord.
The Redeemer, the Lord, the Saint, so God, we thank you because
thank
of the redeemed that is inside of us.
Lord.
We thank you that you brought restoration in our minds, in our life. And therefore, God, we
Lord.
Can give you the praise and we can give you the joy. Because what shoulda, it coulda, but one thing about it, the redeemed said it's not going to happen. I thank you, God, but you've been by our side.
You
making a way. Out of
thank
no
you,
way, we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us is will not, is won't not,
evil,
because you is our light, you is our salvation.
Yes, Lord.
My God, whom shall we fear?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God,
thank
in the name
Lord.
Of
thank
Jesus,
you.
That you are our strong tower. You are
yes,
our
Lord.
We give you glory on this Thursday morning. We are the redeemers, and we will give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
Is there any survivors
out
there, out there to tell God, are you a survivor? You survived through the hardship of your marriage.
Survived
through the dry point of your life. You survived
hallelujah.
Through the dry point
thank
you. You survive when you did not want to keep moving, but you survive. You survive the treachery
glory to God.
Is the end of survivors out there this morning? That you are the redeemed. You might as well give God a praise all day because you are the redeemed. Individuals. It seems though the ones that go through the hardest is the ones that has a petition at the feet of God. The ones that don't want their lives to be the same way and ready for a difference to come into their life.
Amen.
Much is given, much is required of you. And if you want the favor of God on your life, you're going to have to prove to God that you are worthy. And for the hand of God on your life, you've got to prove to God that you are worthy for his hand. And one thing that God has said, many of you are on your way. Many of you are on your way. And much as you take a step back, always take a step back to this. When you go through, don't focus on anybody else. Focus on what God is trying to get to you.
Amen.
Focus on the lesson. Be an individual that you're a student to not only to the word, but to the movement of the word that is going around you.
Yeah.
That's where you get wiser. That's where you get better. You get stronger. And you can begin to detect anything that else come in your life. And it'd be so easy to go through because you got that lesson in the past. And now you know how to apply what you have learned. You are the redeemer.
Amen.
Because you ain't known in the tower. You are the redeemer. Because you ain't gone back into the world. You are the redeemer. Regardless of how much you don't think you are the redeemer. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Brothers and sisters, you are the Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
It's about
yes,
how
we
you
are.
Went through. It's about how you came out. Long as you came out. Long as you don't win. Now you are redeemed. You're going to be able to live with your testimony. God is done with you. He is done with the work that he's inspired. That's why the enemy is so scared of you.
Yeah.
When the enemy is scared of you, he loves to bring that attack to you. Because he don't want you to keep forever. He don't want you to keep. Because he have a fear. If you ever get into that place, you really, he will be in your life. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Brothers, that's an official. I want to thank God for what he's doing. I'm so thankful.
And I need to tell.
We are being redeemed by the Lord. And the Lord
is
coming up. Redeem us. And we thank you. He redeemed the home. He redeemed his
yes.
He redeemed the relationship. He redeeming it all. That does it.
Thank
we thank God for you.
Thanks.
Mr. God, we bless God for you all. And we thank God for
yes,
you all. We're going to be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And we thank God for our very own pastor. My God, Pastor Smith and also Pastor Lex. And we thank God for them as well. Love somebody. Love your spouse. Love your home. Love everyone.
Amen.
Because guess what? What should have took you out, God said, no, you are the redeemed. You are the redeemed. So therefore, you make sure you love somebody. I send another shout out to First Lady. We love you. In Jesus' name. I thank God for you all. Keep pushing. Amen. God bless you.